Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Knitting Our Hearts Together by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. I was invited to kneel at bedtime with a family when I was a guest in their home. The smallest child was asked to be voice. He prayed for every person in the family by name. I opened my eyes for an instant to see the faces of the other children and the parents. I could tell that they were joining their faith and their hearts in that little boy's prayer. The miracle of unity is granted to us as we pray and work for it. Our hearts will be knit together in unity. In Mosiah we read, "And he commanded them that there should be no contention one with another, but that they should look forward with one eye, having one faith and one baptism, having their hearts knit together in unity and in love one towards another." Mosiah chapter 18, verse 21. The children of God have more in common than they have differences. Speak well of each other. You might remember your mother saying, mine did, if you can't say anything good about a person, don't say anything at all. I can promise you a feeling of peace and joy when you speak generously of others. I bear you my solemn witness that God the Father lives. He hears and answers our prayers. The Savior Jesus Christ lives and reaches out to us in mercy. This is His true church. President Thomas S. Monson is the living prophet of God. If we are united in sustaining Him with all our hearts, with willing obedience, we will move together in power to go wherever God would have us go and to become what He wants us to be. From an October 2008 General Conference Address. End of the article, Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Knitting Our Hearts Together by President Henry B. Eyring.